This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 987, Mark's Tips on How to Raise Multilingual Children.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
Are you raising your children to be multilingual? On today's episode, get iTalki teacher Mark's advice on how to incorporate different languages as your children are growing up.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Hey there, Mark. How you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing well. We are excited to have you on the show today. You are a teacher over at iTalki, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, great. And you are based in Spain, right?
Yeah, in the very south, in Andalusia.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so what's the weather like there now?
Actually, surprisingly, it's only got hot today. We've had the worst weather. It's just been rainy. I was actually wondering what country I was in for a lot of time, to be honest.
Really? Okay, so yeah. It's a bit unusual right now.
Basically, yeah. But today it's really started to get hot, so yeah. Summer's finally arrived.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of how it is over where I am, too. It's getting hotter. But yeah, and you are from Wales?
That's the one, yes. I live in a hot country, but now... Yeah, I'm originally from a cold country. Well, maybe not cold, but at least wet.
Yeah, right. Okay. I was in Wales once. It was beautiful. I went horseback riding there, actually.
Oh, wow. And I presume it rained.
I think it did. All my pictures, yeah. I mean, this was like 10 years ago, but all my pictures are very cloudy. But it was beautiful still.
Yeah, it's quite cool, you know, as in temperature-wise. But yeah, you know, as we say in Wales, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes.
That's funny. I like that. And I wanted to know if you were getting any sleep because you, congratulations, just had a second child. Is that right?
Yes, second child. I know. You know, you'd think I'd learn from my mistakes, but no, I've gone for a second child. Yeah, I miss sleep so much. It's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And from the first one, do you know, like, when does that kind of start to get better? Do you get, or does it never get better?
No, it definitely does get easier. For me, I thought after 4 months, it seemed to relax a little bit more.
Four months.
Yeah, it's very different to have a second child. You know, the first child, you're scared of every single noise. You know, if they're sleeping too much, you're like, why are they sleeping too much? If they don't sleep, why aren't they sleeping? So it's a bit of a worry. This time, a little bit more relaxed.
Okay, well, that's good. Okay, and the baby's good. I'm sure she's adorable.
Yeah, she's very cute. She takes after her mother, so she's quite lucky that way.
Oh, that's so sweet. So that's interesting. So you said that you were telling me that you were going to stay in Spain. That's where you're set.
Yeah, you know, I've bought a house here. I absolutely love it. Yeah, well, now that the weather's just turned and it's nice and hot. But no, the culture here, it's actually, for me, it's probably one of the best countries to bring up a family. Like, it's very family-orientated here.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's great. That's great. So is that something that you, like when you first moved to Spain, were you thinking about that at all, or did it just kind of work out?
It kind of worked out, to be honest. Yeah. I moved for, well, to be honest, for the weather and, you know, for the culture.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, it just, everyone is so open and nice. And yeah, I've noticed, you know, since having, well, you know, now my second daughter, everyone likes to speak to you. They stop you in the streets, you know, ask you how you are. Well, mainly how your children are, but yeah, it's so sweet like that.
That's so nice. So what languages will your daughters learn? I guess they're going to be really multilingual.
Well, yeah, I'm Welsh, so I speak, you know, a little bit Welsh. Of course, I speak English. Well, you know, I hope I speak English.
You sound good.
For now, it's okay, yeah. Yeah, I live in Spain, so of course she's going to have Spanish. And my wife, her family are from Hong Kong. So she speaks Cantonese as well.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. These girls are so lucky. They're going to have a ton of different languages to use in their lives.
Yeah, you know, it's so much. And then I think once you've learned or you know basis from one or two languages, you can kind of kick on and then, you know, learn more. Kind of know the way languages work. And I think that's, you know, growing up bilingual, it's going to be amazing for her. Or them, sorry.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So how many languages do you... So you have Welsh, English, and so you speak Spanish then?
Yeah, yeah.
And then do you also speak Cantonese, you said?
Not really, no. Yeah. You know, of course, you know, with my your mother-in-law, I have to thank her for the food. So, because the food's amazing, it's so good. So yeah, I know, you know, please and thank you and all the kind of basics, but yeah, not so much.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, interesting. So I know today that you were going to give some tips for our listeners about raising children who are multilingual. Is that right?
Well, they're kind of my tips. You know, I wouldn't say they were fully researched. It's more of a trial and error that me and my wife have gone through.
Yeah, well, I mean, what better way to learn how to do something? Oh, and guys, I just want to direct you, because this is not the first time that Mark has been on our show. He was also on for episode 528. So if you want to take a listen to that one was about aviation tactics and learning English. So that's episode 528. So so let's get into it. What advice do you have? So what's the first thing that you would tell someone who's going to raise a multilingual child?
Well, I think the first thing is only use your native language when speaking to your child. I just found, you know, if I'm going to speak Spanish, I'm not, you know, my Spanish is okay. It's quite good. But I think my accent is still very much, you know, British. I'm not going to be able to change a lot of the pronunciations. And, you know, she's in a, you know, I'm quite lucky that she's in a Spanish environment. So, when she leaves the house, she listens to Spanish and the way it should be spoken. Okay, it's a very Andaluth accent, Andaluth from Andalusia, but it's a local dialect. And yeah, I quite like that, to be honest. Yeah, I like it to pick up the local accent.
Oh, that's really, yeah, that's interesting. So my mother, her parents, their native language was German. And it's interesting because I guess, yeah, they spoke to her only in English, but they would speak to my grandmother and grandfather would speak to each other in German. And my mother tells a story that, you know, she never realized that they had an accent when they were speaking English, because that's how they didn't speak German to her. Right. So they mostly spoke English, so not their native language. And when she went to sleepaway camp when she was a teenager, she was away for like 6 weeks. And when she came back, she said, "Oh, my gosh, I never realized you had an accent."
Oh, what? OK. But yeah, of course, you know, kids, that's all they do is copy.
Right.
Everything you say, they just copy it. And, you know, that's not just the vocabulary and, you know, grammar. It's the actual pronunciation, intonation and everything.
Right. So I never thought about it in that way. But I guess, yes, speaking your native language would be the best way to make sure that, you know, that they can pick up the local dialect, the accent, you know, pronunciation and all of that. So that's a really, really good, unique tip. I like that. So, all right. So only, so you're going to be speaking, well, you're not going to be speaking Welsh to them, are you? Or are you?
Kind of. Well, in a kind of way. In Wales, we have, you know, the language of Welsh.
Right.
Only 20% of the country actually speak the language. But there's a lot of integration between, you know, when people speak English, they're kind of like Welsh words that have creeped in. So it's a Welsh word, but even if you speak, you know, you don't speak Welsh, you still use this word.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To give an example, there's a word that I absolutely love, which all Welsh people love. It's called cwtch.
Cwtch.
Yeah, cwtch. It means to hug.
Oh.
But we use it in a, you know, in all sorts of ways. We can also say, you know, something's quite small and nice. Oh, it's very cwtch.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like cozy almost.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Okay, so kind of like a little bit of like the slang like mixed in with like English or that. So that's what you'll be speaking to her.
Basically, yeah, you know, even just when I say goodnight to her, you know, I say nosta, which is, you know, goodnight in Welsh, and actually her grandparents. This is where it gets really confusing, because my parents are Welsh, so we call them, you know, mamgi and dakhi, which is, you know, grandma and grandpa. Mm-hmm. But on the other side, because they're Cantonese, it's popo and gunggung. Okay, so she already has this kind of separation between kind of what are grandparents.
Very interesting.
And also, you know, when she's here in Spain, you know, when we first try to explain to, you know, to her friends, it's like, oh, that's her, you know, that's her grandmother. And she's like, well, what's a grandmother? So, well, it's a mamgi. Or it's a popo.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Okay, so different names for everybody.
Exactly, and it gets quite confusing, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So very interesting tip. So what's the second thing that you would tell our listeners if they're raising multilingual children?
Well, this is actually where, you know, this kind of comes into play a little bit. It's, I don't think, don't introduce too many languages too early on. Okay. My eldest daughter, she's now 4. So she went to nursery because we wanted her to have that kind of integration. And at first she did really struggle with the two languages. And, you know, I felt if I pushed kind of Welsh or Cantonese as well, I think that would really confuse her because, you know, she took a long time to actually speak because, you know, she comes home to kind of an English-speaking environment. She goes to nursery and it's 100% Spanish environment. So, you know, she got confused and, yeah, her speech was actually quite delayed. I'm not saying that's going to happen with every child, but, you know, from my childhood, that's what kind of happened.
Yeah. So you think just like kind of taking, you know, smaller steps and then maybe introducing more, you know, later on. And yeah, because it's, gosh, I mean, learning, it can take a while. I mean, children, of course, like, you know, they say that children can learn so much easily when they're young. But I guess like you just have to make sure that you find a good balance.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Kids are sponges. They soak up everything.
Right, even the bad
things you say, so you gotta be careful.
That's right. Okay, so don't introduce too much too soon, or else it could, you know, be kind of like information overload.
Yeah, because actually my daughter's 4 now, and I think now she can kind of count to 10 in 4 languages already. Yeah, quite impressive. I can't do that. But
no, I can't either. That's amazing. Okay, so like, yeah, that's really impressive. And so, yeah, it's about finding that right balance and not making sure that you just say, okay, all the languages right away.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Because when, you know, when they want some milk, what language do they use?
Right. Exactly. Okay, excellent. Okay, and so then you have another tip for how to, you know, raise these children. What is it?
Well, the last one, I think, when you're teaching a language, you have to teach the culture that comes with the language. Language is not just words.
Right.
It's a culture. Actually, I have this quote from Nelson Mandela, one of the greatest people of all time. But he said, if you talk to a man in a language he understands, that goes to his head. If you talk to him in his language, that goes to his heart. I think it's true. You know, when you speak to someone in their native language, they can communicate better. They can express themselves better.
Yeah.
You've got to gain their interest. You know, if you just teach in English, you know, they might resent English. It's like, well, you know, I don't like English. It's difficult for me. But if you start to teach it with, you know, a bit of culture, mm-hmm. you know, how you do things, or, you know, different TV programs that they might like in that language, then it's like, oh, I like it. You know, it's a fun thing to do.
Mm, right. Yeah. And especially for kids, you got to make it fun. I mean, even for adults too. I mean, I know that, you know, for our listeners and for students that I have as well, you know, you have to make it fun and interesting. And part of that is just really explaining the culture, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are some languages that you probably won't know how the language works until you realize, you know, how the culture works.
Yeah.
To give an example, I lived in South Korea for a year. And when I asked them, you know, how do you say hello? They're like, well, it's 안녕하십니까 or it's 안녕하세요. I'm like, what? Why is there two? This is so confusing. Which one do I use?
Right.
But, you know, I was then told it's kind of like a hierarchy between people. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to, like, respect your elders and you know, who's kind of higher up the ladder, the corporate ladder than you, and all these type of things. It's like, okay, so I had to learn the culture of Korea before I could actually say hello.
Right. That's what a great point. Okay, wonderful. Okay, so just to review, you know, the tips are just use your native language when speaking to your child. Don't introduce too many languages too early on and integrate the culture. Is there anything else you wanted to add or any other advice you have for parents of children who they are hoping to have be multilingual?
Well, yeah, basically just, you know, don't expect anything to come overnight. It's really difficult to learn a language. So don't expect your children on the first day of going to, you know, to English class or, you know, whatever language class, you know, and they come home and say, oh, they don't really speak anything. That comes later. You know, they're going to absorb the language before they can kind of reproduce it. So yeah, just patience with it. You know, I did find, you know, my daughter did take a while to speak in either language, you know, not just English, but Spanish as well. And I was kind of, oh, you know, what's wrong? Why can't she speak? But yeah, it's difficult. You know, she's learning double the amount of language that, you know, a monolingual child would learn.
Right. Okay, well, this has been really, really valuable information. I'm sure that our listeners can get a lot out of it. Mark, can you read your URL out for our listeners?
Yeah, so it's www.italki.com/user, that's U-S-E-R, /29366-85.
Okay, great. Okay, you want to read it one more time for us?
Yes, of course. That's www.italki.com/user/29366-85. Or you could actually look for my full name, which is David Mark Evans. Yeah, because I use my second name. So that's even more complicated.
Okay, awesome. So this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. And yeah, I can't wait to hear how everything goes and definitely keep in touch.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great day and good luck with your little girls.
Thank you. Hopefully I'll get some sleep someday.
I hope so too. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.